With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. How's the U.S. economy really doing? It's hard to tell because of some of the data that's been obscured over the past several weeks thanks to the government shutdown. But Bill Alexander reports the government is set to change that.
The Labor Department will release its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday, a month and a half late, marking the beginning of the end of the data drought caused by the 43-day federal government shutdown. The statistical blackout meant that the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have largely been in the dark about inflation, job creation, GDP growth, and other measures of the U.S. economic health since late summer.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The administration has announced trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
As White House correspondent Greg Clarkson, the 59-year-old CEO of Walmart, Doug McMillon, is stepping down.
McMillon plans to step down on January 31st, 2026. His successor, John Furner, the head of Walmart's U.S. operations, will take over the very next day. Walmart shares fell 3% immediately in pre-market trading after the news of the unexpected leadership change. Unlike Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Tesla's Elon Musk, McMillon isn't a household name, but he's played a key role in the U.S. economy. Walmart's performance is a barometer of consumer spending given its size. The company maintains that more than 150 million customers shop on its website or in its stores every week. I'm Haya Punjwani.
The president said he's going to back off on some of the tariffs for beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and other commodities. This is SRN News. One very well-known Bible verse could get you in trouble nowadays in the United Kingdom.
Mick Fleming, a British pastor, has the full text of John 3:16 printed on the side of the van he drives, and he was recently warned by a police officer that he could be charged with a hate crime. Fleming, who posted the interaction with the cop on social media, says the officer politely warned him that the verse could spark a complaint by a citizen and could land him in court. The UK has stringent hate crimes laws that many say are infringing on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, has launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of incoming Mayor Zoran Mamdani in New York. The ADL says the goal is to protect Jewish residents across the five boroughs during a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Many Jews concerned about Mamdani and his comments against Israel and in support of Palestinians. This is SRN News. It's no secret Americans are angry about high prices, but the Unleash Prosperity Hotline urges them to direct that anger in the right direction.
The newsletter points out that in Trump 1.0, inflation was at 1.9%, basically flat. Under Joe Biden, it averaged 5%, and now in President Trump's second term, it's averaging 2.7%. Unleashed Prosperity says this flies in the face of claims that President Trump is creating an affordability crisis.
That's Ken Lorman reporting. Economist Steve Moore says Americans are struggling with how much things cost.
There is an affordability issue out there, no question about it. And it really dates back to January of 2021 when Joe Biden was inaugurated as president.
Moore told the Salem Radio Network this week the Biden administration drove prices through the roof with out-of-control federal spending. More on these stories at srnnews.com.